fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 12th day of February. The prep tip today is to stock up on feminine hygiene and birth control products. If you don't know what to get, gentlemen, ask the ladies. They'll be glad to tell you. Stock up twice as much as you might think you need. Buy the case. Lots of great barter items. This is Farmers Money with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Training USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. Excellent video that will teach you how to properly clean your rifle. The telephone, if you want to sign up for a class, get in on a thermal imaging group purchase. I have a custom rifle built. He'll answer the phone beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, I think it's time for a firearms tip of the week, sir.
Now let's talk a little bit about actions. I've had a number of guys call me and say, hey, I bought this action. I'm going to build my own AR-15. It's a wonderful project. Of course, if you're going to defend your life with a weapon, I would recommend that you have it built by someone like me. But if you want to build your own AR-15, I would highly encourage you to do that. It will help your understanding of the weapon system, and it's a lot of fun to do. But what actions do you buy? So there are certain actions that are machined to closer tolerances and are a little higher quality than others. You look at who are the companies like Black Rain or Daniel Defense or Adams Arms. As far as the receiver, the upper and the lower, let's say for an AR-15, and there's a lot of other companies out there that make their own receivers. Those receivers are pretty mid to mid-lower grade. If you want to build a really nice, accurate AR-15, you want to get a match set. You want to get an upper and a lower that are built together. And what that basically means is the two pieces are fitted together and then they drill the holes for your pivot pin and your rear pin so that there's not slop between the upper and the lower, because that slop between the upper and the lower affects accuracy negatively and it affects barrel harmonics. Gray Ghost Precision makes an outstanding fitted match upper There's other companies out there that make great uppers. If you live in the desert, or you live in high altitude areas, or you live in really cold climates where you may not want to use a petroleum lubricant, you may want to use a dry lube system. WMD Guns in Florida makes an action with the inside of the upper receiver coated with nickel boron nitride, which when combined with a salt bath nitrided bolt carrier makes for a very slick dry lube setup. In fact, it's so slick you probably don't need any dry lube at all. You just run it completely dry if you have to. Of course, I always recommend using a petroleum lubricant if you're not in a sandy environment or a windy, sandy environment. Mountain terrain is windy and sandy. Desert areas, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, those are can be very windy and sandy as well. But having said that, if you're going to run a dry lube system, a good graphite spray is handy, and I think you can check the archives. I've recommended several of those. But the firearms tip of the week, if you're going to build an AR, do it on a fitted upper, match grade upper and lower. And if you live in a desert or a high altitude windy environment, do it on a coated system like the WMD Guns nickel boron nitride or NIBX3 coated upper.
Well, that's good advice, and this will help a lot of people, won't it?
It'll certainly help the accuracy and the reliability of your gun, and always build on an Adams Arms piston kit system if you can. Unless you're building a long-range precision AR on an AR-10 platform, you probably want that piston kit.
Roger that. You ready for our first call here, Sam?
Why not?
Okay, we got Ken in Texas. Good morning, Ken. Go ahead, Ken. Hello, Ken.
There I am. Okay, I just there got switched over. I've been hollering back at you, saying good morning and everything. Anyhow, what is a popper's quick action or quick, good grief, I can't even talk now, red dot scope, inexpensive versus mid-range red dot that I could use on different devices? In other words, one that can handle the higher output versus a 22 that used for just plinking.
Are we talking rifles or pistols?
Rifles, sir.
Okay, the sight that clamps right on a Picatinny rail that we like, that's lower cost, is the Holosun AIM sight, AEMS. It's made by Holosun.
Okay. Awesome. I appreciate it. I'm a low budget operation, just have a 22, and that's mainly for varmints. Got a lot of coyotes around here. So that's all I'm needing to use it for. All right. Appreciate the answer. Thanks, gentlemen.
Yeah, if you want to save a little bit of money, you don't have to buy the AIMS. They make some stuff that's $100, $150 cheaper than that that'll probably work for you as well.
All right, very good. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Ken.
How about a equipment tip of the week, sir?
Okay, this will be fun. I want to talk about hammocks.
Okay.
Not the kind of hammock you string between two maple trees in your backyard for a Sunday afternoon snooze. Hammocks are a very, very effective way to travel in a rural environment. And I keep a hammock in my bug out bag. If you live in Florida, or you've ever worked in a jungle area or area where there's lots of snakes, lots of insects, lots of creepy crawly things, you don't necessarily want to be in a tent.
Right.
Okay. I know you're in Vietnam, so you understand what I'm saying.
But oh, yeah. Lots of creepy crawlies.
there's certain environments that, by the way, Florida has more snakes than all the other states combined. Okay. So.
You mean in variety or number? or both?
All of the above.
Okay. All right.
They have a lot of snakes. And, you know, of course, my dad's side of the family's from Florida, you know, and we spent a lot of time there. And I could tell you that, you know, a lot of guys that are camping or traveling, they'll put a bivy sack, which is lighter weight than a tent, in their pack. It's like right. a mini tent that just your sleeping bag fits in.
Right.
But if you're in a jungle, you're in an area where there's certain types of snakes, you don't want being in your tent at night, the easy answer is a high-quality hammock. And I want to talk about hammocks, because there's several brands that are worth looking at. For camping and long backpack tricks, I like the Kamek Mantis. It's a maximum capacity, 500 pounds. If you're a big guy, it's 10 feet long. It's a great system. Made by Kamek. It's K-A-M-M-O-K. The model is the Mantis. Okay? Very effective tool. Probably the least expensive hammock. If you're looking for something low price and you're not a really, really, really big guy, you can get this thing called a Climate Traverse. K-L-Y-M-I-T. And the model is Traverse. Just like the Chevy vehicle, the GMC vehicle.
Right.
Okay. That's a great one. If you want something super light, because you're not planning, you don't live in a jungle environment, but you just want something as a backup that's super, super light weight, it's called a Hummingbird hammock. This thing only weighs 5.2 ounces, and it will hold someone up to 260 pounds.
That's a lot of weight. Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing. Can you imagine something, 5.2 ounces, a hammock, that will hold someone that weighs almost 300 pounds?
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a really neat thing to have. It's not terribly expensive. Now, let's talk about the most durable hammock out there, okay? And it's made by Hennessy. This is a heavyweight hammock. This is a guy who's using a hammock all the time. You're a big guy. You're using a hammock all the time. You need to camp in four seasons, in cold weather, all those kinds of things. You want to look at the Hennessy Four Season Expedition Zip Hammock. And I don't know, you know, if you haven't done extensive backpacking in the mountains or you haven't been in the jungles, this hammock thing might be new to you. But I can tell you it's an incredibly warm, comfortable way to sleep. They make great shelters, and they tend not to weigh near as much as a tent. So if everything you have is on your back, a hammock is a tool that should be in your pack.
Well, my wife is a big believer in hammocks. I've never used one myself, but I can see if you're out in the jungle, where it would be an excellent thing to have.
Now, if your new bride is a backpacker and you're going on a romantic honeymoon and you've just been married, don't go someplace you need a hammock, get a tent. But the bottom line is, in most situations, if you've got to move fast and light and you're in an expeditionary environment or you're backpacking for more than a few days, a hammock's worth its weight in gold in some environments.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. What direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, I think getting people prepared for what's coming is going to be a common theme on this show. You know, I want to remind people of what a special forces friend of mine said, who was in Iraq targeting things for shock and awe before it kicked off and during the first few weeks of that operation. He was behind him, enemy lines, using laser designators to target specific things for the U.S. military. And I want to remind everybody of his comment. We started shock and awe around 10:30, 10:45 at night. He said by 10:30 the next morning, just 12 hours later, no one would accept Iraqi currency. No one would accept silver or gold. No one would accept or trade for silver and gold. The currency of the day, 12 hours later, when things broke down, were guns, ammunition, food, water, vehicles that actually worked, and fuel to run vehicles. That was it. That was the only thing people, only things people would trade for. And I think that is a very, very telling statement.
Absolutely.
And so when you think about how are you going to prepare for a bad situation here in America, all I got to say is you better have ammo to trade with. If you bought $20,000 of silver or gold or precious metals, some of that might come in handy 2 months after things break down. But initially, the only thing you're going to be able to trade for weeks is going to be food, ammunition, vehicles, and fuel. Okay, guns and ammo are going to become the currency, just like cash. And y'all better start trading some of that silver and make sure you have enough ammo to trade with, not just ammo to shoot to defend yourself.
Roger that. That's good advice. Things get real basic real quick, don't they, sir?
Yeah, I mean, in
Sam, you're on mute.
When I was talking to my buddy about this, I questioned him. I said, really? People wouldn't trade for silver and gold? And he laughed. He said, well, if you don't have a gun to defend your home, you don't have food or water, what, you can't eat silver, you can't eat gold. It's not going to get you from here to there because nobody else wants it. The only thing people would trade for were guns, ammunition, food, water, gasoline, and vehicles. Think about that. Now, write those things down. Think about your prepping strategy, both bug-in and bug-out strategy. You should have one for both situations. And think about that situation and apply it to your preparation strategy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. Absolutely. Now, these were all Iraqi nationals, correct?
Yes. This was in Baghdad.
Right. Okay. Well, that's some good advice. So we've got a break coming up in about 2 or 3 minutes. What direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, I think it's important that you get rid of all the arrogance. A lot of Americans have what we call a normalcy bias. Things have been normal for years and years and years. The Vietnam War didn't affect most people in the United States. They didn't have to go over to Vietnam and serve like John Moore did. And so there's been a normalcy bias since the 60s because conflict has not affected American life. Don't think for one second that this society in America can't break down. Don't think for one second that we can't be attacked. I'm telling you, COVID was an attack from within. The attacks may not be bombs. They may not be bullets flying. They're more likely to be biological weapons or EMP weapons or things that break down our society and make us weak very quickly. Don't think it can't happen here. It can. And our enemies have the tools to make it happen.
They do, absolutely.
Lose the arrogance. Don't be like the Ukrainian men on the national news the day before Russia invades and says, the Russians won't dare come here. We will kill them. You know? Yeah, don't be that guy. Right? Understand that everyone's vulnerable. Everyone is subject to being attacked by evil forces. You know, fascinating thing my grandfather said.
Hold on, we got a break. We'll be right back. where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I have not one, but two Valentine's Day sales going on. They both end at midnight the 14th, a couple of days away. $500 off the Liberator rocket heater. That's an excellent, excellent savings. And with the energy cleaner, we have $25 off the energy cleaner and 25% off the mattress pads. Another great savings. An additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal. You can place your order for your Liberator rocket heater, for your energy cleaner right there at my website. Or you can call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Train USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. Let's continue, Sam.
Well, I think when you look at what's coming in America and you look at the fact that the swing states in the United States have not done anything to eliminate voter fraud, they're not fixing the problems. And you realize this is what we're up against in this country. Our republic has literally been lost. We don't have the ability to nominate and elect the people that we want to elect. The Republican Party, by and large, wants Donald Trump as their candidate. What does the deep state do? They use the federal government and liberal states, local governments, state governments, liberal state governments to attack a candidate and try and jail him so he can't run for president. And this is unprecedented corruption. We've never seen anything like this in history. I mean, it's in the history of the United States, we've never seen anything this corrupt and this pervasive across the country. And so what does that mean? Well, I said years ago when Biden won the 2020 election, campaigning from his basement and got more votes than any president in history, that the whole system was broken and corrupt. I didn't believe that a conservative or a Christian candidate could ever win a national election again in this country. I think the Republic's been taken from us. The only question I have is, are we going to take it back?
Right.
And what's the best way to go about that? And I have some good friends that are working on a strategy for that. And it's going to start in the Midwest. Not going to talk about it right now on the air, but there's some really, really great men, intelligent men working on legitimate solutions in a way that can be done legally. And if they pull this off, they'll be absolute heroes in my book, as great as any of our founding fathers, because they will be the architects of saving this great republic. And I think this republic is worth saving.
But
some things have to change, right? You know, everybody thinks we're in the end times. You know, all my Christian friends, oh, we're in the end times, this, that. No, we're not in the end times. Every Christian that's ever been persecuted thinks they're in the end times. But we don't have a one-world government. We don't have consolidation of the banking and finance industries. The wars have yet to be fought on all of this stuff. What we have are some really serious conflicts coming that are all pushing us towards the end times. And I think that people would be wise to swallow the arrogance, to not. What did Mark Twain say? If you find yourself in agreement with the majority, it's time to pause and reflect.
Right.
Okay. So if you're running around with, like a chicken with your head cut off saying we're in the end times, maybe you need to stop, pause, and reflect. Because there are some key indicators in Scripture that tell us what the end times look like, and it doesn't look like that now. Now, I had a discussion with a close friend about this, and I said, you know, I said, there's a lot of talk about the eagle and the lion doing battle with the bear and the dragon. And traditionally, people thought the eagle represented the United States, the lion represented Great Britain, the bear represented Russia, and the dragon represented China. Okay? And I said, don't tell me we're in the end times. You know, as long as Great Britain is in the European Union, we're nowhere near the end times. And then we had Brexit. All right, now you got my attention, right?
Right.
But, I mean, we have to be practical about this. You have to be practical. You can't be histrionic about it. You've got to look at things and see them in a very pure, objective light. Otherwise, you're going to make mistakes. And in this country, we don't have a lot of room for a lot more mistakes. Being completely disengaged from the republic process as an elector. And these things are mistakes. We got to change them.
That's right. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Health Simple with Kalwara Shilaji, Fact Bit number 3. Shilaji is the supreme Yogavaha. Within Ayurveda, Shilaji is the singular substance that towers above all other herbs, herbal minerals, and earth-made adaptogens. Yogavaha refers to substances that have the ability to synergistically make better and carry other substances to its prescribed destination. In the case of Shilaji, most any herb, food, or mineral is amplified with ionic potential, superimposing superior efficacy with increased cellular energy and absorption rates. One of the best applications for Shilaji is to add a drop or two into your favorite herbal tincture and foodstuff. Simply put, Shilaji makes other substances more effective.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, I have not one, but two Valentine's Day sales going on right now. The end is a couple of days away at midnight, the 14th. Gentlemen, that's Valentine's Day, in case you forgot. $500 off the Liberator rocket heater. It's a great savings. You need to take advantage of that. And with the energy cleaner, it's $25 off the energy cleaner, 25% off the mattress pads, an additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal. You can do that at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. An excellent video there to teach you how to properly clean your rifle. unless your rifle is clean properly, you cannot hope to have optimal performance and accuracy, can you, Sam?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You've got to learn to clean your rifle to get consistent accuracy.
Very, very true. And I know I grew up, you know, with Hoppy's number 9, thinking I was really cleaning my rifle properly and a little bit of gun oil. And I was shocked to learn that I was not even close to doing it properly. And the way to do it properly is on that video at your website, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, we give you some really good tips on what products to use and what process to go through. And here's the thing. If you don't clean your rifle properly, your barrel, like let's say you've got a 308, if you don't clean it properly, the first 4 inches of barrel will very quickly become a 302 instead of a 308. And that causes pressure to go up. That causes the jacket to be torn and deformed more. And it degrades accuracy. So you've got to learn to deal with all three types of fouling, powder, jacket fouling, and also hard carbon in the first 4 to 6 inches of barrel.
That's right. This is very fundamental. It doesn't get any more fundamental than this than starting out with a clean rifle. That's as basic as it gets, isn't it, Sam?
Yeah, and it's a great way to keep control of your trajectory with a long-range rifle and a great way to keep a shorter-range battle rifle running well and not causing problems. When you make the pressure go up, you put more stress on the extractor and the working parts of the gun, and that affects reliability. So cleaning a rifle not just affects accuracy, it also affects the reliability of the gun.
Well, even though we don't have specific dates yet, give us a summary of some of the classes people can look forward to, sir, this coming calendar year.
Well, we train people in several areas. So we have the defensive/combat training. That's one lane. It starts out very defensive and becomes more gunfighting skills and night fighting skills as you progress in the training. So that's one lane that we train people in. And the second lane is we have long range classes. We teach people how to comfortably hit stuff out past 1,000 yards. And you can develop those skills fairly quickly in a weekend, typically. And then we have the medical training, where we teach people how to stop bleeding and how to deal with trauma. A lot of people don't realize, well, why do we focus on bleeding so much? Well, it's pretty simple. The answer to that question is quite simple. When you come into a trauma situation, 95% of the people die in trauma situations from loss of blood.
Right.
So dealing with the blood is a very important thing. Dealing with bleeding is a very important thing. When you see someone bleeding significantly, you are witnessing the life of that person leaving their body. The blood is the life of that person. It is absolutely critical that bleeding be stopped as quickly as possible. And so we focus on that a lot initially in the training, and then we go on to more advanced things. But we train people in preparation skills. We train people in medical skills. We train people in long-range skills. And we train people in defensive and combat skills. And the reason we do that is because our mission is quite clear at the Freedom Center. And that is to train military, law enforcement, and civilians in the skills necessary to preserve freedom in the United States of America. That's what we do.
Absolutely. Ready for a couple of calls here, Sam?
Absolutely.
We got Dan in Virginia. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. I've got a question. 60 years ago, it's a 6 and a 0, I was falsely accused and falsely convicted of something, and I did time for it. And I want to know what I should do in a situation like I'm faced with today, when we could be invaded or God only knows what. And I have no way of protecting myself.
Great question. You know, and a lot of people are in this spot, and it's a great call. I'm glad you asked that question. I had a man who stole a generator when he was 19. It was $100 over the felony stealing amount. He did about 10 months in jail, and they took away his right to own a firearm because of this felony conviction. And I'm deeply bothered by that. I got to be honest with you. I have great sympathy for this caller, and I'll tell you why. One, people make mistakes, but when they pay their debt to society,
right?
As long as they didn't commit a violent felony, there's absolutely no reason to take away their Second Amendment rights. If you commit financial fraud and steal millions of dollars from somebody because you're some sort of Wall Street crook, and you go serve 8 years in prison, when you get out of prison, you still have your First Amendment rights, freedom of speech, right? Freedom to worship the way you want, freedom to associate with the people you want, right? You have all your First Amendment rights. You still have a right to a jury trial if you're convicted of something, you know, which is a different amendment. You still have the right to be secure in your person, place, and things, Fourth Amendment rights, Fifth Amendment rights. Why do we take the Second Amendment rights away from everyone, even after they've paid their debt to society? This is immoral. It is wrong. And unless you have a violent felon who committed a violent crime against a human being, the state has no interest that supersedes your Second Amendment rights. So now the question is, what do we do about it? And unfortunately, if you have no money at all, it's very difficult to solve this problem. But if you have not committed a felony for 20 years, if you've been clean for 10 to 20 years, depends on the state, depends on the judge, you can petition the courts to restore your Second Amendment rights. You can hire an attorney to reestablish your Second Amendment rights. And that is a very important thing for most citizens. Don't even know they can do this. Now, if you just committed a felony 2 years ago, should you go hire a lawyer and say, hey, I've been clean for 18 months, I should get my Second Amendment rights back? No, you're wasting your money. But if you've been clean and committed no felonies, no crimes against people, nothing like that for 10 to 20 years, you should absolutely spend the $5,000 and go hire an attorney, get your Second Amendment rights established by the courts, and go buy a gun and defend yourself and your family.
An alternative also would be to seek out a governor's pardon, assuming it was a state conviction.
Can yeah, I add if, one if, thing here?
If you're politically connected, you can seek out a governor's pardon. That's tough to do if you're not politically connected. But you have options, and that's the main message I want to convey. Don't just give up on not having your Second Amendment rights. You have options. You have recourse. And so taking action on that is a really good thing, and I encourage you to do that.
Well, I'd like to add one thing here. As I read the Constitution, it says nowhere in that Constitution that a person that commits murder or anything else should have their Second Amendment rights taken away. It applies to everyone, whether you're a bank robber or a check writer or whatever it is, you've got that right. And anyone that takes it away is full of you know what.
Well, and I would agree with you in part, because part of how our law system works is we base things on court precedents. And we have some court decisions that actually say that if you've committed violent crimes against people, that the people of America have a compelling interest to take away your Second Amendment right, even if you've already paid your debt. And I actually agree with that. What I don't agree with is if you haven't committed a violent crime against a person and you've paid your debt to society, I don't agree with any of your constitutional rights being taken from you.
Well, listen, this was an assault on a police officer. He happened to be a Negro.
Right.
and he lied his evil ass off. But I say this, no one can take your rights away, including the Second Amendment. I don't care what the charge is. No one has a right to take it away. And the people of this country have got to get used to it, because that's the way our Second Amendment is written. And 100 or 200 years ago, it wasn't even an issue. If you got out of prison and you came in with a revolver, they gave it to you when you left.
Yep.
You know, like Black Bart. He was a bank robber or something. And when he left, he got a job with Wells Fargo, and they gave him his gun and his horse, and he was off.
Dan, follow the advice of Sam, and you have a chance of achieving your goal. We need to move on. I really appreciate the call. Appreciate the call, Dan. Thanks very much.
Great call, Dan.
Our next caller is Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Yes, I was just considering Sam's tribulation hammock. It's good for 200 to 300 pound Americans. Sam, I thought that was kind of funny when you said it was good for 300 pound people, and we're talking about welfare on the show. But one point that you made today, other than all these practical points and seeing things are going down and being prepared, is something that most people I know, most Christians, are not saying, and that is that the tribulation isn't around the corner. And I'd like you to flesh that out a little bit. I mean, there are some signs that might lead people to believe that, and certainly the fact that we're getting persecuted is a different type of tribulation, and it shouldn't be equated with an end times tribulation. Why do you say that there isn't? The tribulation isn't here, if you could flesh that out a little bit.
Well, I think that clearly we haven't seen some of the mile markers that are in Scripture. We haven't seen the rise of the Antichrist. We haven't seen a one-world government implemented. We haven't seen a takeover of the financial industry, you know, by one entity. And you're seeing Russia and China and BRICS, you know, forming unions, right? And they're doing that to oppose the international bankers that control the IMF and the Federal Reserve, right? So we haven't seen any of the things that tell us that we're in that era yet. Now, having said that, we could be close. I mean, we could not be far away. But think of World War II. Think of what people went through. I mean, if from a person's perspective, okay, in World War II, you would think we were a lot closer to the end times then than we are right now.
But many people thought that.
Yeah, and many people thought they were wrong. That's my point. Is that most Christian communities, when they face adversity, when they face trouble, their go-to thing is, oh my gosh, we're in the end times.
Yeah,
no,
that's
not
weak,
necessarily
weak mentally to jump to that conclusion. Jack Van Impe in the 70s was 1970s, and Rex Sella were convincing everybody we were there. You know, remember that stuff? Yeah, you must.
Right. Well, people accuse me of being a warmonger and trying to scare everybody so I could sell more guns. No, I've already sold more guns than I have time to build. Okay? That has nothing to do with anything, and I don't even think we're in the end times yet. So, don't accuse me of being a Chicken Little. I think we need to be practical, honest, and objective about the situation and look at the mile markers that are in Scripture before we jump to conclusions.
Well, yeah, but I think the man of sin will not be revealed until there's a great falling away. And, you know, there's certain things that, and I think the beast system would not be in full force immediately in the beginning of this alleged seven-year period, which is based on the 70 years of Daniel and other things. But, you know, in 3.5 years being presented many times, the event where people are taken up, often referred to as the rapture, is supposed to occur at the last trump, and the last trump in Revelation occurs when the two witnesses are dead in the streets in Israel. Now, we have not seen these alleged two witnesses, if they are physical realities. We haven't seen those. They would be very vocal, I believe, and we would know about it. But I think...
Well, the rapture's not in Scripture. That's
well,
a myth.
Well, people are going to be taken up. That's clearly, in 1 Corinthians 15, it clearly states that something's going to occur at the last trump. And then the last trump is not Donald, and it's not Donald Jr. It's in Revelation. That's the seventh angel sounding, which is the seventh trumpet. All the others are referred to as trumpets. So there is some event that occurs like that.
Do you remember when the Watchtower Society for the Jehovah Witnesses put out this thing in the mid-70s saying Christ is going to return on this day, right?
Well, I don't remember that exactly, but so many people have done
it. And it never happened. Right? So
when people
say this stuff like they know this is happening, okay, ask them, give me a date. Because four weeks after that date, I'm going to come to you and I'm going to remind you that you missed the mark.
The last guy who did that from the Family Life Network, very soon after his prediction in, I think it was 2012, didn't come true, he got sick and he died. So some false prophets are judged, I guess. I mean, I might reasonably conclude that.
I that's all above my pay grade. But I am, right. if you make a claim, I'm going to ask for specifics. And then when it doesn't happen, and John will tell you this from his own personal experience, I will come to you and I will say, this didn't happen. You were wrong.
I don't make such date predictions very generally unless it's something I'm planning to do.
Okay.
Well, I've never seen myself as a prophet. I just kind of look at the conditions and say, strategically, it looks like we may be heading this direction. I am not a prophet.
I appreciate all your practical advice, Sam, today. Very good, and we got to keep focused on that. There's some false prophets out there on the Internet also, and I was listening to one of them until somebody finally did a big reveal on them and showed us where they were from and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, there's a lot of that out there on YouTube. There's a lot. So,
well, I was married to one, and I could tell you this, that schizophrenia is almost always involved. So, you know, you got to be careful who you set up as your expert. And personally, I would recommend you stick to the words in red and study the book of Revelation as best you can and do the best you can with what you have with real information that's reliable.
Thanks, Sam.
Dave, thank you for your call. Great call. We appreciate it. Our last caller is Mike in Kentucky. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, modern Christianity has a problem with escapism, and that's why so many people are not prepared, because they think that the next big thing is going to be the end.
Amen, brother. But, you are so correct.
Yeah, the escapism mentality is almost a disease, but in Matthew 24, the disciples came to him privately and said, when shall these things be? They need to study that. They also need to go back and look at the 70th week of Daniel and what Daniel was told that would be the sign that the seal was broken. Revelations and the trumpets, all that stuff was not even to be sealed. Things are supposed to come to pass. And you have to recognize this or reconcile this with the concept of generations come and go, but the earth goes on forever. In the seventh trumpet, he will reign forever and ever. So after the last trumpet, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and his Messiah. And he will reign forever and ever. It doesn't look like something in the future. It looks like something that's already happened. But people don't want to look at that because then they have to question what their preachers are telling them. But for 150 years, these Zionists have infiltrated the seminaries and tried to justify themselves, and they can't prove that they have a lineage back to be a Levite, I don't believe. So they want to turn back to the shadow and start killing animals again and build a new temple and all that sort of stuff. That's an insult to the cross, and I don't know why so many Christians want to go along with it. But, yeah, Boy Scouts, be prepared. You don't know how many of these Day of the Lord judgments are going to continue. You can point at the last 2,000 years and find all kinds of societies that the sun does no longer shine upon. Pompeii is a nice tourist attraction, isn't it? They were all buried under ash, and what does it say? He who destroys the temple will be destroyed. Their society destroyed that temple. They got buried under a bunch of ash. But you can look at things like Banda H, the tsunami that hit Japan. How many people in Corinth, when the earthquake shook that church to the ground, thought it was the end of the world then, 2,000 years ago? So, yeah, these woes that are talked about, we don't know how long that's going to be. Nobody knows the day or the hour, but you can sure tell the season. And hindsight's 20/20. If somebody comes as a thief in the night and they have any skill at all, you're not going to even know they came until the day after when you notice stuff missing. So that means there's still people here. You got to survive. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Okay, Mike, thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I think Mike is spot on in a couple of those things. The modern Christian American church teaches escapism. And I ask people the same question all the time that have these false belief systems. Why is the New Jerusalem being built on earth if you fly away to heaven? Why do you believe you fly away to heaven? And there's reasons for that. It's the scene on the cross where Christ says, I say to you today, you will be with me in paradise. You know, they all translate that to Jesus and this murderer flying away to heaven, you know, to be in paradise that day. It's complete mistranslation of scripture. The comma is supposed to be after today, not before. And they just completely misread that. But you have to study Greek and Hebrew and study scripture in the original languages to sort through some of these false denominational norms. Most people are too lazy to do that, and they don't want to contradict their preacher, so they just roll down that road. But escapism is not the truth.
Right.
It's dwelling with your heavenly Father in the holy city forever. That's the truth. So,
right.
So read your Bible, figure it out, and we'll go from there.
I had a Baptist preacher told his congregation that at the Last Supper, Jesus served grape juice, not wine.
Okay. Well, we're all entitled to our own beliefs. John, thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir. Brother. Have a great week. Have back next Monday. We appreciate it. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri. Large, beautiful state of Missouri. I get to live in the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.